Avatar is back.
This is Appa, my flying bison.
Right. And this is Katara, my flying sister.
That's right, I'm Sokka. It's pronounced with an Akka.
My name is Toph Beifong, and I'll need 4 tickets.
My name is Zuko, Prince of the Fire Nation, and heir to the throne.
Don't flatter yourself.
You lost me at Zuko.
Zuko, you look so cute.
I can tell you're lying.
Why would I let go of Katara? I love her.
Anybody got a problem with that?
You'll have to leave now. Your lemur is harassing our sparrow kids.
Those are enemy birds.
Even that oaf knows to concentrate on what he's doing.
He does have a heart, doesn't he?
Come on!
Shuffle on, I get you.
Stay flaming. Now, check this out.
Hello and welcome to From the Spirit World, a legendary Avatar The Last Airbender podcast for DongBuFang.net. I'm your main host, Dylan, and today I'm joined by Josh.
Hey.
And Allie.
Hello.
And today we'll be discussing, well, first of all, the big news that 312 will be airing on Nick on July 14th at 8 o'clock. And the finale will air July 19th at 8. And more on that later, but today's podcast will just really be going Nick's... What is up with Nick lately? Because they've been a little more vocal on some things, they've stated their opinions on a lot of stuff, and we'll kind of analyze their decisions. Because, I don't know, we'll see if they... Has everything they've done recently been good or bad? And we'll get to that. But in the background right now you'll hear Thriller by Michael Jackson, and that's in honor of Nico, who, correctly predicted the Thriller plan, as he's calling it, in, I think, March or April. Yeah, I think it was around April. And yeah, what Nick's doing right now, an episode every day, and the finale on Saturday, he got that exactly right. So we're going to be calling it the Thriller plan throughout the whole podcast. So get used to that. Okay, but first of all, I'm sorry for not having podcasts the last couple weeks. I was ready to record last week, but no one showed up. So yeah, sorry about that. And the week before that, I don't know. So yeah, and the next 2 weeks we will not be having podcasts because, and I'll go over this more towards the end. But the podcast schedule is going to be packed now that Nick's going with the Thriller plan. We're going to have probably 5 podcasts recorded in 1 week. So I'm going to be exhausted that week, the Thriller week, because we have to get to go through so much. And it's going to be, or 4 podcasts in 1 week. And then we have to, we're going to have to keep going. Podcasts probably every week except like 2 of them. Because once we hit, the last podcast will be, I'm planning on Saturday, August 16th. So it's pretty sad. That's going to be a sad podcast. But I'm estimating around 54 podcasts, so it's a lot to look forward to. And one more thing is, go to DongBuFang.net and check out the blogs there, please, because no one's visiting those. Yeah, they can't really write if no one's, like, reading what they're writing. It actually is really interesting. They've thought of a lot of things. They have some awesome comparisons and stuff, so... Check those out, dongbufang.net/blog, I think. Or blogs, whatever. Okay, so...
It's singular.
Yeah, blog. The old ones were blogs, but that doesn't work anymore. So let's just start right into it with our news. I'm not going to be transitioning at all this podcast. We're just going to have one huge, giant segment. So the first, let's start with the Thriller plan news. Monday, July 14th at 8 p.m., Nick will be airing the Western Air Temple. Tuesday, July 15th at 8 p.m., Nick will be airing the Firebending Masters. Wednesday, July 16th at 8 p.m., Nick will probably be airing the Boiling Rock Parts 1 and 2. Thursday, July 17th at 8 p.m., Nick will be airing the Southern Raiders. Friday, July 18th at 8 p.m., Nick will be airing the Ember Island Players. And Saturday, July 19th at 8 p.m., Nick will be airing the series finale. So a lot of information there, first of all, that it's coming back in July. They're doing it all in 1 week, and the finale will be 8 to 10. So we have a lot to look into right now because this affects so much. Let's just start. Let's go over some things. Let's start with Josh. Are you excited by this plan that we're going to have a new episode each day?
I am crazy excited. Like, I'm probably a lot more for it than... than most people are. I am like crazy. I love this idea, actually.
Okay. Allie, what do you think?
I think it really is a good idea, actually. I don't know why a lot of people don't like it, just because it's crammed into 1 week.
Well, does it excite you?
Yeah, it'd excite me more if I wasn't going to camp, but, like...
Ellie won't be here for the episode, so...
That's kill myself.
Wow, okay, yeah, and me personally, this doesn't... I don't know. It's gonna be exciting, I have to give that. But this isn't anything new, guys. This is, Nick's doing this a lot, really. But what they haven't been doing this with is, I don't think they've done this since Danny Phantom. They've aired the last episodes of a series in 1 week.
Danny Phantom's amazing.
Yeah, they screwed Danny Phantom over, and they're screwing this over now. But, so here's the difference. Danny Phantom doesn't have anything in its future. Avatar has 3 movies coming out. So that's why this is a very interesting move, because, well, this could really... It could affect the movie, and it could affect Avatar's popularity going into the fall, which Nick is really aiming at, and we'll get into that a little bit. So, but let's just go some of the reactions in the fandom. Well, anytime Nick makes a move that's far from the normal, the fandom hates it, and
yeah,
you know, it always fandom hates Nick. It's like it's always.
It doesn't matter what move they make; they're always going to hate.
Yeah,
Nick.
They could have aired it in the best possible way, and Nick they would still hate the move. So obviously, the fandom's reaction is negative, but there's far more positive than usual because this is an exciting plan. It is, and Jake is surprisingly for it, which is I don't think he fully understands my reasoning, but and you know, let's just get. I have been. Like, pretty much completely 100% in support of every single thing Nick has done. Because the fandom is so negative, they really need a counterbalance. And that's, I have pretty much consistently done that the past 2.5 years. And some of my most heated arguments in the fandom have been over Nick's moves. But this one, I can't give it to them because I'm really against the Thriller plan. And not so much because... it is exciting, I'll give them that, but I think it really kills and demeans the rest of season 3. I'm all about the ratings, and because TV is all about the ratings, I guarantee you the series finale will not get as good ratings as it should. I saw the series finale having potential to get over 6 million when, if done correctly and done in April. But now it's going to be in the summer, people are going to be at camp, it's going to be a Saturday night, they're not going to advertise very much, there's no build-up. Like, let's say somebody flips and sees 316 on, airing new on Thursday, then it's on Saturday, well, shoot, I already made plans Saturday. You need more time in between. And that doesn't have that, so I would be surprised if this even made the top 20, I gotta say. So, it will kill the ratings,
We already know that they already messed up airing all of season 3. But, like...
Yeah, you know, yeah. I don't think they really... I mean, I know this isn't the right attitude to have, but, you know, from the Nick standpoint, they've already released 4 episodes. So, you know, getting out of the way really quick. You know, it doesn't seem like all that unintelligent of a move. Sure, it's not the most popular, but as far as, you know, intelligent... and, you know, their decision-making process, I can see a lot of the reason. That's a big factor of why they're, you know, they're not killing the rest of the airing of Season 3 because everyone's already seen most of the rest of Season 3.
Well, yeah, I agree with that. I mean, if they just aired 312 to 315 in a row, I mean, I could see that.
I don't think they would have aired all 312 through 320 or 321 all in 1 week if they were brand new and no one had seen them.
Okay, that's interesting. That is...
I didn't really think they'd do that either, but I'm kind of happy they did.
If they hadn't come out on DVD, I don't think they would have done this.
Okay, well, first of all, that was also Nick deciding the DVD, so they're just stupid. But it's really, I believe they were planning on this no matter what. There was an opinion piece a little bit ago that I think Jake gave too much relevance to on the main page, though. But it really said that. Avatar being outside Nick's audience, Nick's given up on it because it's too hard to harness. I mean, I really think Nick has now given up on Avatar. It's the show. But Nick the Network, Avatar did have what Nick never realized was that just because it was outside their target audience, there still was room for it on Nick. And they never really got that message, I think, across. It just never went to them. So now they're going to do something that I really do think they think that they're giving themselves, they're doing the fandom a favor. Like, I think they think that this is good, we all want this, and this is like paying us back for everything we've done for the series so far. They think these episodes will not get good ratings anyway, so why not just air them all in a week and do something good for the fandom? I'm pretty sure that's Nick's logic in this. Other than that, I mean, like, right now, there's going to be a premiere week of SpongeBob. Nick calls these premiere weeks, by the way. There's going to be a premiere week of SpongeBob, there's going to be a premiere week of, some other crappy Nicktoon. This is very normal for Nick during the summer. Nick doesn't like airing weekly, because, you know, a kid will be away this week, will be back this week. So if you air them all in 1 week, a kid will probably be there for 1 week, so if they watch one night, they'll watch it the next night, so... That's really their logic in this. And it makes sense, but what they don't realize is Avatar fans probably will be here the whole summer.
Exactly.
We don't have lives. Okay, so except people who like Allie are going to camp or something, but yeah. Really.
I don't have a life.
Yeah, seriously.
Really don't.
Their core audience will be watching no matter what. And even if they are like in the middle of Wyoming with no TV or anything, they will drive hours to watch the new episode.
They will find a way.
Yes, it's really good. Nick, this is what they have to understand here. And by the way, if there are Nick people listening, please keep listening.
Yeah,
I think Nick people listen to the podcast and search the fandom, though. So
I'll admit, back when I was a meager fanling, little, just entering the fandom, and Western Air Temple, I mean, I'd watched Avatar from the beginning, I loved Avatar from the beginning, but as far as the fandom was concerned, I wasn't really a part of it until the end of last year, and back when the Western Air Temple was aired in Canada, I remember staying up until like 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning to wait for someone to upload it on the internet to watch it.
I remember doing that.
Yep.
Yeah, I was weak back then, and you know, so...
Yeah. This is
you're right. People will find a way to watch it.
Most of the fandom did this stuff, and it's again, the podcast doesn't support that, obviously, since we didn't have episode discussions then. But this is the attitude the fandom has. They will watch the new episode no matter what. And I mean, think about it. We've already seen the first fourth or third. We've already seen the first third of the Ember Island players. So basically. And this is all, I'm just a random point here. We've seen a third of the Ember Island players. The finale's already been spoiled within the book.
We have five and a half episodes unseen.
We've been spoiled within the finale book. I mean, hopefully you guys haven't, but don't anyway.
Oh, I haven't.
I'm going to shut up now then. Cause
yeah, we've seen a third of Ember Island players. The only episode that still is a complete secret is the Southern Raiders. That's why I'm so excited for that episode. We have no idea what's going to happen. I mean, we've seen clips, but still, I mean, how do they know? Do they find the moms?
We have seen... Oh, in the trailer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, another thing about the ratings thing is, I mean, you talk about them airing it weekly, and I guess this is different because it's in the fall, but I mean, back when they were airing it weekly, every Friday night, in September and October and November, were they getting good ratings for it?
Well, I mean, Avatar had, I think it was the second... Okay, it's not for season 3. You can't count season 3 in because almost every single episode was aired early, so the ratings got killed because
What about
that.
Those first 4 or 5 then? Like the cuz I remember
yeah, that it, you, the first the would, season premiere never gets good ratings. It's a consistent with Avatar. They screw up the season premiere every season. So it's hard. That season 3 never I'd love to get my ratings article out, but Jake hit it somewhere, so I gotta find it. But I'll get it in a minute. Because Day of Black Sun hit the top, hit 3 million. The others didn't. I mean, they could have hit 3 million, but they didn't hit the...
Day of Black Sun Part 1?
Both of them. It counts as one episode, but...
Okay.
Yeah, season 3 didn't do well. But that's not an excuse not to play them all in 1 week. Like, the summer is it's a ratings killer.
Well, no,
it really is.
I, you know, if I'm a network producer, or a network executive or whatever, and I see a show's not doing well in the ratings, you know, I'm not going to give it as much attention, no matter what kind of fandom it has.
Well, I don't actually don't think they thought Avatar wasn't doing well in the ratings. They knew why, because one of their highest rated, the season 2 finale, I really wish I had this thing up, but it got high ratings. Avatar's been really high ratings for the show. This isn't, again, I wish I could have my list of every single ratings that each episode has had up. I don't have that right now, though.
I think I have it on Wikipedia. I'm looking for it, too, so keep talking.
There's nothing to change because Avatar's been doing well. I mean, even without making the top 25 each week, that doesn't mean it's not, like, doing poorly, because it's rare for a Nick show to make it. I think the only Nick shows that made it during season 3's run were SpongeBob and Back at the Barnyard, which I really don't know why Back at the Barnyard made the ratings, but it always did, like, consistently. So, really, and also they have to factor in that there's a 2-hour special. I don't think they've ever had a 2-hour special before.
No.
Yeah, and Nick has it. If they play it in April, it takes up SpongeBob's spot. You get SpongeBob viewers that are like, oh, where's SpongeBob? Let me watch this. And you get Barnyard's viewers who do the same thing. And they're probably as stupid as SpongeBob viewers, but SpongeBob viewers are even stupider. And so you have them watching without knowing. It takes up time spots. And really, if you do it 7:30 to 9:30, you have so much potential to get it done, to get every single type of viewer in. And if they liked it, they would have stayed. Each half hour could have gotten, I mean, I'm exaggerating a little bit, to 8 million. I mean, I really think it had that potential. But now you're in the summer, that's instantly cut in half. And the fact that there's no... Nick's not going to advertise for this. I mean, what's the point now that it's in a week? I mean, they'll do their little, I don't know what they'll even call July. What are they doing? Jam-packed June? So they're going to do...
Juice Box July.
That's genius. So yeah, they'll have some stupid title for the month.
They already have, like, Jam Packed June or something.
Yeah, that's what we just said. And yeah, so they'll have that, and then they'll have their commercials. They're like, oh, sorry, all this week, blah, blah, blah. And they'll have a 5-second spot for it. And that's it. So really, they're not going to advertise. They're not going to... I mean, I'm assuming, but I think they're not going to advertise. And you know what happens to people who assume, but... So really, it's going to get... 4 million maximum, I think, and 2 million, and not make it at all minimum. I don't even know what's the minimum during the summer, because really the only ratings I've analyzed have been during the fall and spring. So it's, I don't know, it's a ratings killer, I think. I mean, Josh, you could be arguing that there wasn't any ratings potential anyway, but you know, I believe there was. So we've been over the fandom ratings, Nick. Is it good or bad for Nick? And here's where we get into some of the future stuff, because this podcast won't just be spent on the Thriller plan. We got some movie news, and we have this game coming out in the fall, which I really want to analyze right now. But
yes, the game.
Yeah,
I want it.
That's going to be a huge, huge part of Nick's thinking, because I want to know what Nick is thinking right now. And they give us some insight. I'm going to read some parts of this movie press release they have put out. And if I can find some good stuff. So M. Night Shyamalan was at the Licensing International Expo 2008. And what did Nick said? Shyamalan said some stuff. He's very supportive of the movie, you should know that, but this isn't the movie podcast. This is the show podcast, so I don't really want to get too much into it. But there's some stuff Nick said. We're especially optimistic about this movie's prospects, given the Last Airbender's already rabid global fan base.
I love how they refer to it as rabid.
Yeah, thank you for that. This is
every single interview I've read refers to it as rabid.
This is Nick Lorien and Viacom Consumer Products President Leigh Ann Brodsky. We're especially optimistic about these movies' process, given the Last Airbender's already rabid global fan base. The Last Airbender is a living, breathing, organic brand that's poised to explode. And our strategy is to work with partners who want to authentically build the brands around the globe.
Well, I don't think Avatar's done. I don't think Avatar's as done as many people think it is.
That's first out, yeah. Well, that sentence made absolutely no sense, but we'll,
Really?
Yeah, let's just analyze that one before I get to the next one. But, yes, we're rabid, we're global. Yes, already rabid global. So then he says, it's a living, breathing, organic brand. Okay, I'll give you that. We're still going. That's poised to explode. Now, I don't understand that line, because how are we poised to explode when the show is ending? I mean, you're instantly going to have people drop off the face of the fandom once the show ends. And I think it's going to be more than half of the fandom. Because we have this very, very hardcore fandom like me and Josh and Allie and Jake and all these people. But really, the majority of the fandom, the people who post on ASN forums, people who post on DH forums, and not so much anymore. But yeah, those type of big forums and stuff, like RFDF forums, are mostly hardcore people, but it's people who really just watch the show for the show, and they're not really as involved in the fandom as much as posting on a forum. So those type of people, I really do think make up more than half the fandom. And like people, I think majority of our listeners to the podcast are casual fans. I have no way of proving that since I can't get ratings from iTunes. I don't know, Jake doesn't feel like doing that, so. But yeah, I think most of you guys listening are casual fans, and you're the type of people that will stop going to the fandom once the show is over. So it's not poised to explode at all, I think. I mean, it's poised to...
It'll explode our minds, but...
It's kind of going to expand.
Expand your mind. Avatar's a bug.
Yes. Because we're kind of going to merge with the Shyamalan fandom, I guess. Because, like, mnightfans.com, I hope I got that right, or something like
Shyamalan,
that.
Shyamalan, yeah, it's Shyamalan.
No, I'm not talking about the name of the site.
Oh, okay.
Let me find the site.
I've always wondered how to pronounce his name.
Mnightfans.com, yeah, it's already kind of been merging with the Avatar fandom. We got a lot of fandom posters posting there. I think that's what's going to happen. You're going to have a kind of a merger of fandoms, because M. Night has a pretty hardcore fans, too. And it's going to be really weird. I'm
really worried about how he's going to make the movie.
Well, this isn't the time to do it, but don't be worried. That's all I got to say. It's not going to explode. The Avatar fandom won't explode. It's going to deplete and deplete and deplete, and then maybe regain some energy in 2010. And by that time, what? I'm going to be 17.
We'll just have
then.
Girls here for the all-girl podcast.
Inside joke there. Yeah, but we're all going to be older. And, I mean, I can think of at least two people right now that are not in college right now. They're going to be in college. They're probably not going to be doing anything, Jake. And they're going to be doing stuff then. Like, it's going to die out. It's not going to explode. And our strategy is to work with partners who want to authentically build the brand around the globe. The brand is already global. I mean, we have a huge Russian fan site. We have a lot of Spanish fan sites.
The Brazilian, the Boiling Rock spot.
Yeah, the Boiling Rock was like from Brazil. I mean, it's in Zimbabwe, but it's...
We need Japan.
Yeah, it's in Japan, I think, now. And you can't really get more global than it is. I think you can expand more around the globe. I mean, some of the Knicks around the globe aren't doing too well, like Nick Australia's being really bad with airing their episodes and stuff like that. But I don't even know if Nick UK is caught up yet. I think they have, though. And it's global. The objective of this is not to go global, because we're already global. You can't do that. Okay, so basically that sentence was BS.
Here's what I'm saying about this, though. You're saying that, we're already here. We're already here, and it would be stupid to think that that we could expand any more than we already are. Is that what you're saying?
If they want us to expand in the next 2 years, that we're not going to. I mean,
okay. Well, see, here's the thing, though. I mean, I'm not making any predictions here, but I don't think the Nick execs are actually stupid. We can make fun of and make insults
exactly.
if we want, but I don't think really they're good. Actually stupid. So here's what I think: if they think we're all ready to explode, I think there's more. There may be more to come from Avatar other than just the game and the movies, and
we
heard about those one-hour specials. I'm not saying those will happen. I'm very doubtful that those will happen.
Yeah.
But I mean, we're talking, possibly merchandise. What about Nightmare Before Christmas? Nightmare Before Christmas was over a long, long time ago, and there's all kinds of Tim Burton fangirls running around with Jack and Sally t-shirts.
Oh, well, okay, first, that's not a good comparison at all. But, that's... let's hope there's more to come. But right now, I mean, what Nick's told us, there's, like, nothing else to come. And then we have the game coming, which we'll discuss in a minute. I'll get to that press release.
Unless there's a huge cliffhanger in the finale.
Oh, God. Yeah, right.
I'd die.
Yeah.
Did Ozai die or not?
That's not really a cliffhanger, though. But, yeah, like, Aang on the... Did Aang lose his Avatar powers or not? Like, yeah. Like, that Elisa theory. But, yeah, it's... Nick only can make us expand if there's something to expand upon. There needs to be a medium. There's not going to be a medium within the next 2 years. So, hopefully Nick provides us with something. I think that they think the game will do that. But it won't be, as we'll get. Okay, let's do another quote. Saima Zargami, president of Nickelodeon / MTVN, I don't know how to pronounce it, kids and family group, said, "We're tremendously excited about the growth potential as new audiences meet our hero in live-action form in The Last Airbender," she said. "Nickelodeon is developing initiatives to super serve the show's hardcore super fans in anticipation of The Last Airbender's premiere. First of all, we're hardcore super fans."
Oh my god.
I love that description. Oh my gosh.
For hardcore rabid super fans.
Yeah, hardcore rabid super fans.
Hardcore rabid super global fans.
And it never ceases to amaze me how
just
amazed.
Just keep adding on another word.
How amazed Nick is by us. I mean, Nick is consistently, they've shown that they're completely astonished by how hardcore of a fan base that there is. That there is someone like me that will produce over 50 podcasts for a show on Nick. They're completely
and there's people like us that will follow you.
Yes.
Exactly.
They've never seen anything like this before, so that quote just shows how...
They have a Zutara.net thing where they do that too, but...
And no Zutara talk here. And, okay, again, they say growth potential as new audiences meet our hero, Aang, in live-action form. Okay, so we're going to wait until 2010 for that, right?
Yeah, that I'm also kind of worried about, the casting, but...
Well, I mean, if the first movie does well, will there be a huge online fan base?
Yes, I think so.
It's questionable. I don't know.
Will new fan sites pop up is the thing.
Will it be the same or will it be different?
Will still be around? Will Distant Horizons still be around? You know, will all these, or will there be new, like AvatarMovie.net or MNightAvatar.net, whatever.
MNightAvatar.net. But yeah, it's because if it's new sites, it's not going to explode. Because again, you need a movie to base, you need a medium to base it on, and movies aren't really good basis for fandom because there needs
to be
until
after they've aired.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, even after they've aired, even with the new movie coming, there's not something like every week to base it on to keep the fandom going. That's why a TV show is such a powerful fandom, because there's something to keep it going. So yeah, it's really, they can't expect it within the next 2 years. I'm going to keep saying this because there's no medium, and they think they have a medium, and we'll get to that. But let me see if there are any other quotes in here that we're talking about.
The iCarly.
I know there's an iCarly part of this.
I like iCarly.
Yeah, M. Night's really excited about this. He really is. Both John Lesher, Paramount Film Group's president, and Paramount Pictures vice chairman Rob Moore cited the film as one of those rare event movies that moves audiences globally and ensures the franchise a long, prosperous future. Well, I mean, I think the movie is going to be the end of the franchise, unless Mike and Brian get off their lazy A-bleeps again and start making some episodes after the movies, but...
Batman's.
Like, what's their motivation after they've raked in the cash? What can they do? Like, the movie is the end of this. Like, the third movie, if it gets to there, will be the end. It's not going to ensure the franchise a long future.
What do you mean, if it gets to the third movie?
If the first one tanks, they're done. I'm going to say that right now. Because they're not going to film the second one until after the first, probably. I mean, they'll write the script, but I think they won't start filming until after the first.
No, because I don't think they'll... I mean, no, I think they'll be in production.
Mm-mm.
I mean, I mean, they may see. I guess I kind of agree. They may see how the first one does before they do too much. But I mean, if you remember Pirates 2 and Pirates 3, they were filming at the same time.
At the same time, they won't be doing that. I think. But yeah. Echo. But yeah, they're gonna be. I've heard this somewhere. I don't remember. But yeah, I think they're gonna wait until after the first weekend to see how it does. And I actually think it'll do really well globally because of the fandom, but the question is, will it do well? Will it do up to its budget? Which actually is a pretty high budget. I forgot what the exact figure was. It's something below 100,000. 100 million. I have no idea. But yeah, those are the quotes in there. Obviously, we tried to get into Nick's brain a little bit. And here was the press release March 18th. Let me find the quote here. Yeah, they're talking about new Nick games on that are going to be coming out. And so Nick.com, Turbo Nick, Nick Pouches, blah, 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 will launch more than 185 games in 2008 with a focus on multiplayer cooperative games such as 3D Nicktoons Slime Ball and Nicktropolis. Other titles include an Avatar multiplayer global game in the fall where players assume a character's personality, such as Aang or Zuko, and battle each other in real time in various challenges to unlock new Avatar content. Obviously, they're trying to do an MMO. I mean, they're really gonna try hard, it looks like, from that statement. I mean, this is the only sentence we have to base it on. This is the only sentence in the near future, but I mean, they emphasize global game, where battle each other in real time to unlock new content.
Oh yeah!
I know, battles, woohoo! But, okay, let's see, it's an MMO. What are those type of games? Like, WoW, like, Warcraft, what are those? Those are MMORPGs. And if you don't know what that stands for, Massive Multiplayer Online Role-Playing Games. Nick has the MMO part down. This probably will be massively multiplayer and online. But will it be an RPG? If it's an RPG, then this game might do well.
I think it'll be an RPG if you take on a character.
Well, they'll assume a character's personality and battle each other. It doesn't even say explore the world. It says they'll battle each other in real time. But really, I have absolutely no confidence in Nick games. They
want to basically
really
be like the Warcraft.
THQ.
That's not even what I'm talking about. But yeah.
Oh my god.
So they're gonna. Nick's plan, and I actually agree with this plan, is to cultivate the fandom and make it so that we will stay on board until the movies by having a online game that allows the fandom to interact with each other and will provide new content along the way, and this is what they want their medium to be. And I actually think it's an amazing idea. It really would work if it wasn't Nick Games. But it is Nick Games. They're gonna try to do a crappy Flash game, and it's gonna suck, and I really hope they prove me wrong. Go to a third party, please, Nick. I'm begging you. I mean, you've already started production. But if they went to a third party site, this might be successful. And, you know, if this was successful, this would cultivate the fandom for 2 years, and we'd be on board in the movie, and they'd be successful because they're trying to provide us with a medium.
You think it'd really last 2 years?
I do. I mean, MMORPGs have lasted way longer than that. Mm-hmm. And we're the type of fans that would really get on board on that.
Yeah, you do have a point.
But
isn't it good.
So
is it a computer game or is it for the Wii or something?
It's gonna be a computer game. It's gonna be a computer game in the fall, so it's gonna be after Avatar's done. So that's their objective.
Okay.
Now I think they need to make a bigger deal out of this. All we have is one press release right now, so this is the only hint I have of their future so far, I guess. Comments on the game? Either you?
I kind of think it's going to be like World of Warcraft. I don't know.
Well, if it was, that'd be good, but... Yeah, Josh?
I don't know. I don't know what to think about it right now. It just depends on if it is a crappy Flash game or not. And if it's not, it's going to depend on Nick putting the word out there. Because, I mean, World of Warcraft, it's never going to be a World of Warcraft or anything. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, what they have to do is, during Thriller Week, they have to make a commercial that will tell them that the game is coming online to check this site for
more information. When's the game supposed to come out again?
fall. All they said is fall. So
yeah, see, if we don't have a commercial by then, I don't think it's going
to
be a big deal.
You need to get the word out, because once we hit July 19th, is going to be the final date, I think fans are going to start leaving.
Regardless of intentions, you know, good intentions are just that, good intentions.
Yeah,
no.
Really. I mean, I actually like that Nick's trying to save the fandom, but, I mean, they're saving it for their own good. They're not saving it for, like, to save it. And...
But saying the fans are going to, like, drop out, do you mean, like, everyone of Avatar and then just
I'll give you an example. Like, my friend, he's not in the fandom, but I've forced him to watch every Avatar episode, and I've been able to force him because he really likes seeing the end of a storyline. He wants to stay until the end, and he wants to know what happens at the end. So, like, when he figured out what happens at the end, he's going to be completely done. He's not going to want to hear another word out of me about Avatar. I think a lot of casual fans are like that. In the fact that once the storyline is completed, they can say, oh, it's completed. And, you know, like,
yeah.
the world
the movies
will
are
be
just
locked.
Recapping, so.
Well, yeah, it's just, they're just this, yeah, it's, once the storyline is done, we really aren't getting any new content. I mean, except new content in this game. But by then, by the fall, it's going to be maybe too late. But I think they could save half of the fandom if they put commercials out now, the game is good, and... You know,
and another thing this is going to depend on the popularity of the show is if they syndicate it. If they don't syndicate it, it's going to die like Danny Phantom did. But if they keep it, syndicated, then there's a chance that it can survive. That's my biggest thing. It's not syndicated right now, and we're not even done with the season yet. So, you know, if they don't syndicate it, then I doubt there's a whole lot of hope until the movies come out.
Yeah, it's true. I don't know what. I mean, Nick could. Isn't Nick syndicating it right now?
On Nicktoons, and that's it. Even if they're even still doing that.
Oh yeah. Oh, that's true. Actually, that's a good point. Nicktoons could kind of keep running Avatar. They could have like game updates on Nicktoons like during the Avatar commercial breaks. What's new content in the Avatar game? I think that would kind of keep it going a little bit.
Problem is, though, with fans like me that don't watch Nicktoons, they just watch Avatar.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, they need to get people to watch Nicktoons, or...
If they don't keep in contact with it, it's gonna die like Danny Phantom did, you know?
Mm-hmm. I hate to say it, but they need to be in contact more with Chris on Avatar Spritnet. He's really the only one that has actual Nick connections. I mean, Jake has Avatar connections, but Chris has Nick connections, so... They need to send him some stuff. What is going on? Please tell us.
Avatar isn't going to break any rules. It's not going to be an exception. I mean, it's been an exception to the Nick rule so far as, you know, being popular, you know, whatever. It's been an exception to that, but, you know, it's not going to break any rules, I don't think. You know, if it doesn't get syndicated, then it's not going to stay popular.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's just the bottom line.
Yeah, well, unless, I mean, we could syndicate ourselves, I guess. It's possible, but I don't know. Like, if, I guess, ASN is the only people in position to do that, and I don't think that's going to happen there. So we'll see, but it's interesting. I guess any more on future of the fandom, future of the broadcast schedule, anything?
Well, do you think this fandom will stay when Avatar is over? Like, when the season's over?
What do you mean, like, this fandom?
Dongwu Fang, I don't know.
Well, for DF specifically, I mean, I'm ending the podcast in...
No, not the podcast.
I know. Podcast is DF. But, like, the actual site, I mean, I think Jake will keep it up, but... Like,
on the site.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Whether the site stays up or not, it's the question of whether the group of people will stay together.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
We talk on Skype. I mean, I think we'll actually be talking into 2009, because...
Yay.
But, yeah.
I was kind of worried, like, if I get back from camp, everyone's gone, I'm like, come on.
Yeah, like, close-knit communities will stay. That's always a rule when a show ends. Like, I've been through that a couple times, but the question is the casual fans.
I'm wondering, how close are you going to stay to the show, Dylan? Like, what will you do after the podcast is done? Like, what will your daily life be as far as Avatar goes?
As far as Avatar goes? Well, into the beginning of the fall, I'll check online more, I'll probably talk with people, I'll probably start to die off, my involvement. I mean, I'm still going to check the fandom way into even 2010, because, I mean, I did that for Code Lyoko, but Code Lyoko didn't end. So that's the thing. it just ended, like, earlier this year, so...
Yeah.
It kept going a little bit. I guess I'll keep checking in.
I'm not or anything. I'm just,
But I mean, as far as me being influential, I mean, posting stuff on DF I don't think so.
I'm not saying like that, just like...
Yeah, like...
People staying.
I mean, yeah, I'll stay in the fandom.
Because most people, like, when we're on Skype, we barely even talk about Avatar.
Yeah, but it's the point is that we're close to the community. But the listeners don't really know what we're talking about here, though. But, DF is an exception to the rule. I mean, the question is whether casual fans on ASN stay with the show? Because, I mean, like, there's another example of close-knit communities. A lot of people on Distant Horizon are really close and stuff. Like, I mean, not Abby anymore, but that type of group, Abby, Kevin, Shay, blah, blah, blah. They'll probably still talk to each other. But is the question, will they be talking about Avatar, first of all, and will people who aren't in close-knit stay? And I guess, in order to save the fandom, you have to establish close relationships, is what I'm trying to say, I guess.
People who aren't in the fandom will probably just drop out right away when it ends, but like...
Yeah, people are watching the show just will stop watching.
Well, another thing to compare it to, you know, it's like, I mean, disregarding Boiling Rock and Westerner Temple and all those, you know, we've been, what, 6 months without a new episode? And, you know, I mean, this is what I expected, you know, we can discuss things to death, and that's what we've done. And you know, there's just nothing to talk about right now. You know, we're getting that's another thing about this filler plan is we're getting so much to talk about. Yeah,
it's too much. I think. I mean, like, well, getting to the future podcast schedule, we're gonna have. I'm podcasting 3 nights in a row for this. Like, I'd still do the same thing if it was weekly. It would still stretch out longer. So, what was the point I was gonna make? I don't know. What'd you just say again? Recap what you said.
Me?
Yeah.
What did I say? I said something about, oh, God.
Oh, yeah, spaced. Oh, yeah, yeah, I think
oh, yeah, that, yeah, I was
6 months, 6 months.
It's been 6 months, disregarding Boiling Rock and all those, you know.
Yeah.
Or going back to May. You know, it had been 5 months since we had had a new episode.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody would, and we weren't talking about Avatar all that much.
Yeah, I mean, like.
But we were still there. I mean,
me?
We also had the motivation of the, you know, the episodes to come, but I mean, obviously, you can discuss things to death, and then, you know, they just get tired.
Yeah, for me, the problem was not the 6 months, because we've had the 6 months before, we've had longer than that between season 2 and 3. I think the problem was that we're in the middle of a season, all we could do was speculate for the rest of the season. We didn't have the rest of the season to discuss, and I ran into this problem so much on the podcast. What else do you do besides speculate what the future episodes are about? And, like, now that we know everything except 316, that's why I'm taking 2 week break of the podcast again. Because there's nothing to discuss until the new episodes come out. Because you can't really... You don't want to get into anything until you see what's going on. Like, for me, between seasons 2 and 3, I mean, I was fine. I mean, most of the fandom wasn't fine, but I was personally fine. And I actually think the break between...
See, I wasn't here then.
I wasn't in the fandom.
Yeah. This is.
I got back into the fandom, like... After 303, I got back into the fandom.
I got sick of waiting, because, like I said, I followed Avatar, and I watched it, you know, regularly, mostly. You know, I saw it the night it premiered on Nick. I saw 101 the very first time it premiered. You know, I watched it all the way through the end of season 1 and watched it through season 2. Kind of got a little sidetracked around the desert part, but, I mean, other than that, you know, I got back on, and, you know, I just followed it all the way. And then it was only in just recently, you know, well, recently... being
relatively recently,
I got into it, and really into it, and you know, so I don't know how I'm personally going to handle it. I don't know yet.
Yeah,
me neither. But like back in 2005, I just watched the show for the show. I like wasn't in the fandom or anything. And then when 302 came, then I started getting really into the fandom. Okay. So I don't know. Yeah, Dylan, you know why. now, I don't know what's going to happen during this 2 year break from.
Yeah, well, see, here's the thing. Can I make the point I was like making before quickly?
Okay.
Is that the break between this mid-season 3 break, I think, has been harder on the fandom, and harder for me personally than the break between season 2 and season 3. So really, the point is, waiting time does not matter. If you provide us with something, like, if you wrap up what you were doing, and we have something to go on during that time,
you're right. Before season 3, you guys didn't have anything to go on.
Well, it's actually, I think we did have something going. We had all of season 2 to discuss, and we.
But yeah, that's what I'm saying. You didn't have any bits and pieces that could have been.
Yeah, and I actually think bits and pieces hurt the fandom personally.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Because it gets people excited. I see the point you're trying to make.
All you can do is discuss that.
Now we have these bits and pieces. You know, a trailer here. A half of an episode over here. You know, and we still have 3 episodes left that no one knows what's going to happen. And when you have bits and pieces like that, you can get totally sidetracked. I remember back. When I listened to earlier podcasts, you were talking about how you thought Zuko was going to go off alone and look for Ursa.
Yeah.
Well, actually, he is, but that was what the creator
said. Not alone.
See, when...
Well, you thought he was going to do it during Day of Black Sun.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean...
And, like, I listened to it after Day of Black Sun. I was like, what a loser.
Thank you for that. But, see, that's what made sense at the time. That's why I loved, like, just these little snippets. Not something big, like half a third of an episode. We can't do anything with that. But, like, little things to speculate on are fine. Like, the creator said Zuko would look for Ursa in an interview. A little misleading, but still. And, you know, if you give us that stuff, all we can do is talk about it. Like, personally, if there wasn't anything, like, if they said, okay, we're stopping here, we're resuming in July, in December, then I would have been able to talk about genetics, the spiritual a lot, we'd been able to get more into religion. All these awesome topics, we have reviewed more fan fiction and stuff, but instead we have to say, oh, is a new episode coming out here, is coming out here. We have to discuss, we have to speculate, because this is what the fandom wants right now. So that's really, I guess. But yeah, I don't see how we're on topic right now either.
One more point I was going to make on, well, I'll get us back on topic. One more point I was going to make on about how, you know, lasting through the next 2 years or lasting through, you know, the fandom surviving. As far as specific people go, you can never tell. You know, you don't know what's going to happen in your personal life. You know, things happen, and you get separated from, you know, from computer, and you get cut off from all internet. Things, you know, take up time. Like, you know, when I start school again, and I'm in the musical and playing, you know, I won't have time to sit here for 5 hours a day and talk about, I don't know, whatever.
Yeah,
same here.
Yeah, well, I mean, it is right. It's for individual people. But the thing that remains constant is that something will come up in people's lives that will give them an option to get away from Avatar. I'm pretty sure in even the most non-lives people, something will come up that will have that. So
a new TV show, Heroes. Heroes,
yeah, exactly. Another fan.
The Office is starting again. House is starting again. New TV shows that haven't aired yet, you know.
Yeah, so the question is, do you take the bait and you go away from it, or do you stay with it? And obviously most people will take the bait, but...
You know, last September when Season 3 premiered, Avatar was, like, on my top 4, what was, like, 4th on my list of things that I was excited for premieres for. I was like, oh, Avatar, yeah, that's cool too. And now it's, like, you know, my number one favorite or whatever, but I mean, you know, things, you know, new premieres excite me, like, because that was the time that Bionic Woman and Chuck... And all these other new shows were airing, and Heroes was starting season 2, where that was exciting.
Yeah, well, the thing is, none of those other shows really have, like, huge followings. I mean, it's another fandom going to start attract people. Actually, I don't think fandoms are always to worry about, because, like, let's say, oh, God forbid, all of the Avatar fandom joins the Naruto fandom. There's God forbid.
Well, we're already halfway there, Allie.
Yeah, Allie, but... That happens. You can always go back, is what I'm saying. You're on a computer, you can go back. I'm talking about real life things, really. Like,
oh yeah,
like getting older. We're all getting older and stuff like that.
Yeah, so, I'll be going to college.
Yeah,
and stuff.
Exactly.
Josh even said, like, when the Avatar movie premieres, you're gonna come to my town. Yeah, I'm all gonna see it.
Yeah, we're all gonna go see it together.
We really need to meet up sometime. That's okay. Yeah, off topic. Okay,
we need to have a DF reunion.
So yeah, that's pretty much covered everything. Plus,
like,
we did some.
Like 5 years
later. I don't
even
know how we got into talking about the waits between seasons. I guess that's relevant though, because we're about to have a huge
future fan. Oh, I think all you have left is Well, have we talked about Into the Inferno yet?
The game.
The weekend.
Is that what the game's called?
I don't care about that at all. I mean,
okay,
really.
You yeah. should not put it on the outline.
But I really don't care about it. It's not. It's just a game. It's not going to have online play. Online play is really what matters, and it's not going to have it, so.
All right, then it looks like the only thing you have left is
Future podcast schedule, which is, let me go over that for you guys. Here, I just made our final schedule a couple days ago. I was really sad when I was making it, but let's get into it. The weekend of July 11th, I'm going to have a preview podcast for the Thriller Week, and then we're going to get into that week. Thursday, July 17th is when 316 airs, and then that night we'll have a discussion. I will have it out. I will have these out the following morning. And when I say morning, I mean 7 a.m. So I'll probably have that one up at 7 a.m. Thursday, July 7th, the 316 discussion of it at 7 a.m. on Friday. Up, not recording. We'll record at midnight. By the way, I'm going to get like 5 hours of sleep that night because it's terrible. I have camp the next day, too.
Look at me. I'm going to Indy to see Dark Knight, so...
yeah.
You're not getting sleep.
That's optional, though. So, yeah, Friday...
I get too much sleep.
Friday, July 18th, we'll have our 317 discussion again. It'll be up early the next day. And then the finale. I really want to do something live, but I doubt it.
Oh, no. I'm going to be glued to my TV.
Yeah. I
want to
do
I'm going to be glued to my TV.
Well,
and
live,
I'm going to have
friends
over
right after it airs. But, yeah. So, Saturday, July 19th, we'll have a huge initial finale reaction podcast. I think that may actually go 2 hours, so I may divide it into two. And then Sunday, we're going to have another podcast on the finale, Sunday, July 20th. And then the next Fallout Friday, we're still going to have even more finale talk. And then I'm going to be going on vacation, so we're going to skip like a week. And then Saturday, August 9th/10th, I hope to get the Cat Ang special in.
Day after I come back, perfect
that's
timing.
That's really the one thing I haven't got into yet. I really want to get people like Amira... I don't know about any of my favorite fan fiction people, because I don't know if they'd be able to come on, but definitely huge people within the Kat Ang fandom. If they're still there, I want to get them. And if not, we have enough Kat Angers on DF that'll be good for that. Friday, August 15th, here's the controversial one, R-rated podcast. We've been talking about it since podcast one. It may happen. Friday, August 15th.
I want to be on that.
Maybe. And then Saturday, August 16th, podcast send-off. And that's going to be it. That's going to be a very emotional podcast. We'll go over everything, maybe history of the podcast, blah, blah, blah. Oh, and of course, August 31st, 2012 is an all-girls podcast. So, yeah.
Wait 4 more years.
Wait 4 years, guys.
I'll be in college.
Girls, then you can have your podcast.
Somebody record like a sound clip montage of Shut Up, Joe, or Zutara's going to happen.
Yes.
Yeah, but, after... guys, the podcast may continue after Saturday, August 16th. If I get bored throughout the rest of December, I really want to make podcast bloopers. I really do. I mean,
December?
I have so much blooper material that I can make. So that
wait, December,
happen.
You said?
August, I said.
Oh, God.
yeah, if I can do it, I'll put them out at the end of August if I can. So, yeah, that's it. I'm estimating 54, maybe more, maybe less podcasts. So there you go, guys. Thanks. For people listening, you probably are only listening this if you have it feed on iTunes, because not many people are going to be checking DF right now to see stuff, to see the podcast is out. But yeah, thanks, guys. So why not start sending stuff in now? I want to hear from you guys. podcast@donwufang.net. I know of absolutely zero people that have listened to every single podcast. Zero. If you have listened to every podcast, please email me now. I know there are some people that have done it. There have to be. I've even heard some from people, but I don't know if they've kept up. So email me. If you've been listening to podcasts from the beginning, if you just jumped on, I don't care. If you're listening right now, please email me. Tell me your story, and we'll go through some of those Saturday, August 16th. Start doing it, guys. I really want to hear from you. These aren't going to go in the mailbag. I'm going to be Saturday, August 16th. I'm going to be reading them on that podcast. That might be 2 hours, 3 hours. I don't know.
Podcast testimonies.
Yeah, tell me your story about this podcast. When did you find it? Which host you like most? Which not Joe? Which stuff? What topics have been your favorites? Which podcasts? Just email me, guys.
People that are on that podcast talk about it too, like how have live testimonies. I guess.
Yeah, we can try to get some of those people on maybe for the last one. So yeah, this is the beginning of the end, guys, and not for the world, for the podcast, and, well, I'll see you all, I guess this will be out either Saturday, July 12th or Saturday, July 13th is our next one. I don't know, it's
pretty soon.
This
is my last one until August, so.
Yeah, say goodbye to Allie, her second podcast until
August. Bye, Allie.
Bye.
In like 4 days.
In like 4 days. Yeah, so check out the DF blog, dongufang.net/blog. Email me, podcast@dongufang.net.
Oh,
okay, so I'm your main host, Dylan. Co-hosts have been Josh and Allie, tech director AJ Kevin, music remixes by Luke Tripp. I edit, DF is owned by Jake. So let's send it off in unison.
M. Night.
No, but that's definitely not what this is about. In unison,
fandom.
Stay strong, fandom. How about that?
Okay.
What is it?
No, rabbit. No. Rabbit global.
Rabbit global.
Whatever it was.
Super awesome. Rabbit dissected global.
That's definitely not what it was. I have it right here. It's.
it was super rabbit global. Something.
Rabbit global. Hardcore super fans. Yeah.
Rabbit Global Hardcore Super.
Okay, super fans. 1, 2, 3. Rabbit Global Hardcore Super fans.
Super fans. I didn't get that at all.
You didn't do it, Josh. Okay.
Dumbledore!
I knew that was coming. Okay, goodbye, everyone.